Section 2. Ideas. Module 8. Place in the author's work. Key points. Mises continued revisiting themes in The Theory of Money and Credit throughout his career, including Human Action, an 881-page treatise published in 1949. His later work continues his commitment to free markets and his preference for a deductive rather than empirical mode of research. Mises's post-war influence remained strong through such former pupils as Friedrich Hayek, a Nobel Prize recipient for his work on business cycles, and the link between the Austrian and Chicago schools. Positioning. Ludwig von Mises was 31 when he wrote The Theory of Money and Credit in 1912, and so he was at the beginning of a lengthy career in scholarship, which would see him teaching also in Switzerland and the United States. When he retired, at age 88, he was the oldest academic still engaged in teaching at any university in the United States. Mises continued to revisit the themes in The Theory of Money and Credit throughout his career. One particularly definitive statement of his thought, widely considered Mises's magnum opus, is his 881-page Human Action, a treatise on economics, a 1949 work largely based on his 1940 German language book, Nationale Ökonomie. Human Action follows an extremely similar argumentative pattern to The Theory of Money, outlining one core principle and then attempting to show precisely how much can be deduced logically from it. Mises begins by discussing the concept of purposeful human conduct. He calls the study of human action praxeology and argues that economics is the most developed example. In another theme that runs through his work and in keeping with his strong commitment to classical liberalism, human action also strongly argues the case for free markets as superior to central planning. Taken together, The Theory of Money and Human Action demonstrate Mises's preference for a deductive, not empirical mode of research. Mises's habit of beginning with a rigorous definition of a concept and then deducing its logical consequences was heavily influenced by the thinking of Immanuel Kant. And, in fact, Mises may be thought of as a neo-Kantian. But such thinking is rare in a 20th-century academic landscape, which became only more empirical as it progressed, and Mises's methods have attracted criticism. For example, the University of Connecticut professor Richard Langlois, basing himself in what is, for Anglo-American economists, a more conventional perspective influenced by the philosophy of David Hume, noted that the post-Humean mind rebels at the hubris of Mises deducing universally valid, empirically irrefutable truths about the human condition. Integration. Mises's work can be considered a lifelong defense of the economics of the capitalist free market. The New York Times, in its obituary of him, wrote that he was credited helping to revive respect for free market economics in Europe, and added that he was considered by some the intellectual godfather of the German post-war economic miracle. Mises's vast body of scholarship consistently argued in favor of the free market and denied that state intervention was necessary to the smooth functioning of an economy. His book Bureaucracy, published in 1944, insisted that the negative aspects of bureaucracy that emerged in Europe and the United States were a product of their very structures rather than the result of ineffective policies or corruption. For Mises, government structures lack any criterion of efficiency comparable to that which acts on private enterprises. Similarly, Mises, in his largely overlooked book Theory and History, published in 1957, weighs in on methodological and epistemological controversies concerning the writing of economic history, arguing that, because humans have freedom of will, the study of human action cannot be empirical and inductive. The situations in which action is observed, he argues, are unrepeatable. Mises was noted throughout his career for his trenchant criticism of opponents and savage treatment of those with whom he disagreed. His aggressive style prompted one reviewer, the economist Alan Fisher, to write that the reader sometimes begins to feel that poor old so-and-so cannot really be quite so bad as all that. Significance. In many respects, Mises and his thinking are outliers, standing apart from the direction economics took after the Second World War. Interestingly, this cleavage occurred even as mainstream economics took on board many of the arguments of his pre-war scholarship, including In Theory of Money and Credit. As academic economics, and indeed all social science, became increasingly mathematical and specialized, particularly in the United States, Mises continued to offer to his students and readers a cogent, carefully thought out, and reasonably consistent world outlook. He argued that mathematics was suited to physics because its subjects did not possess free will, but not to economics, which must begin from an axiom that all humans behave purposively. This position sets Mises so far apart from the mainstream of post-war academic economics that his ideas, especially those developed after his move to America, have been taken far more seriously within the American libertarian movement than they have in university economics departments. Today, the Mises Institute, founded 9 years after his death by prominent U.S. libertarians, including Lew Rockwell, formerly an aide for 1988 Libertarian Party presidential candidate Ron Paul, is one of the most important promoters of his thinking. Nonetheless, Mises did have a strong influence on former students who continued to work within the tradition of mainstream academic economics, notably Friedrich Hayek, who continued to work on the business cycle while at the University of Chicago. As a key member in the formation of the so-called Chicago School, Hayek also became an important link between the Austrian and Chicago schools, the former in its pre-war heyday and the latter in its highly influential post-war period. Hayek's reputation, in turn, was burnished by the award of the 1974 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences for his research on links between monetary expansion and the business cycle. End of Section 2, Module 8. Coming up next, Section 3, Impact. Module 9, The First Responses.